Shulchanot writes in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph Nogim Rakun Bashmores Lomer Slichos Etachnu Mirosh Chodesh Elul VeElach Ad Yom Kippur. The minhag is the Sfardim had the minhag to go ahead and start saying Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. The base for the Sfardic minhag is twofold. Number one is that Rosh Chodesh Elul is when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to accept the Luchos Shnios and was up in Har Sinai 40 days. And that was the time of Kapara for Bnei Yisrael, so therefore the Sfarim say Slichos from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Another reason is, the Mishnah brings down, is Elul is Anilo Dodi V'Dodi Li, the Sofei Tevos of Elul, 4 Yuds. Anilo Dodi V'Dodi Li, 4 Yuds, 4 times 10 is 40 days, so there's 40 days of Slichos before Yom Kippur, and therefore Rosh Chodesh Elul. The Ashkenazim Minog is to say L'David Hashem, always start one show from Rosh Chodesh Elul, but actual Slichos, we start the Motzei Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, and minimally speaking, Rosh Hashanah falls out, this year is the shortest day, the fewest number of days of Slichos that you'll have. Minimally speaking, you have at least 4 days of Slichos before Rosh Hashanah. Starting Motzei Shabbos, this year Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, so you have 4 days of Slichos. If Rosh Hashanah falls out later in the week, or early in the week actually, then you'll have Slichos for a week and a half before Rosh Hashanah, but this year only 4 days. Where does the 4 days come from? Why is that the minimum 4 days? So again, two reasons are cited. One is some had the minog of fasting for all of Aseres Yemei Teshuva for 10 days during the daytime, fasting during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. But then there are 4 days you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast on 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. So therefore, you have those 4 days. So therefore, you make up the 4 days by having 4 days of Slichos, really fasting before before Rosh Hashanah, before Aseres Yemei Teshuva begins. The other reason, more popular reason, is that when you go ahead and bring a korban, so the halacha is a korban is supposed to be set aside 4 days before the actual hakrava, and you investigate the korban for mumim. You have a bikur hakorban, you check the animal for blemishes, for imperfections in the animal. So just like we are in a certain sense on Yom HaDin, on Rosh Hashanah, going ahead and being makriv of ourselves to Hashem, so we need at least 4 days to check mumim, to check and investigate ourselves for any mumim, any blemishes that might make us invalid when it comes to Yom HaDin, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, the practice of saying slichos 4 days in advance, at least 4 days in advance. If you look at the structure of Slichos, very interesting. The structure of Slichos are very much patterned after a Shmona Esrei. We start off with like same thing of Mincha. You start off with an Ashrei and a Kaddish. Then you have the Slichos. You'll end off with a Tachanun, Kaddish Tiskabel. So in a certain sense, it's very much a structure of a regular davening. And in a real sense, what's the idea of Slichos? Why is it structured in that fashion? Slichos is an extra tefillah that we say, and in fact, the Ramah writes, the minhag is, and this ties in, that yesh mekomo shenoagim shamispal slichos mispal kol hayom. The shliach tzibur for slichos is the one who davens all the tefillos of the day. What exactly is the idea over there, and what exactly is the structure of slichos that we have? The idea is that these days, these 14 days before, between Motzei Shabbos, before Hashanah, and Yom HaKippur are really essentially days of tefillah. We're marbet tefillah, and we are davening that our tefillah should be accepted. Our relationship to Hashem, our notion of dveikus Hashem is established through tefillah, so we do extra tefillahs. And the person who was the shatz for the slichos is the one who says Ramah should daven all the tefillahs, because that sets the entire tefillahs in a certain different direction. These are days of tefillah, days of connection, and therefore to link up the regular tefillah, shachas mincha mariv, to the slichos, which set the tone, that's exactly what these days are all about in building our relationship on Anila Dodi V'Dodi with me. The morning seder is at 10 o'clock today. 10 o'clock.